Drew, how much of a factor do you think having just a couple of days away from the rink and a practice day will have when this team's used to playing every second night season?
Yeah, it's huge for us to kind of regroup a little bit, spend some time at home with the families, kind of recharge, especially get that extra day off. Had the old family skate there, the Christmas skate, so it was kind of nice to kind of take a little bit of a break. It's a lot of hockey, and with the amount of injuries and everything that we've gone through as well, we've come out of it. We're still in striking distance, so obviously we would have liked to have, garnered a few more points than we did there, especially on the road before, but at the same time, like I said, put us in an opportunity. Like we're right there. We finish these next four, specifically focusing on tonight, right before the Christmas break, we'll find ourselves in a pretty good position.
What do you anticipate for the first 10 minutes? Obviously being away from the ice for a couple of days and a practice, do you think it'll take a little bit to get up to game speed, or do you think there'll just be a lot of energy and it'll be a quick start?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, it's almost only 2 days now. We took like a couple of weeks off. It's, I'm missing that much time. It's just enough to kind of recharge a little bit. And, so I think if we focus on, making sure we're taking care of the puck, same kind of stuff, north-south game, getting the puck in, not trying to be too fancy coming back here right away and getting pucks on net, go down the list. It's usually the same kind of stuff.
Tell me about your preparations as a group for playing a Florida team you haven't seen yet this year.
Yeah, I mean, we got plenty of video, plenty of scouting reports. They've played about 30 games or so, so there's plenty of information out there. We just go over special teams, some tendencies, and I'm sure they're going to – they might have practiced yesterday here, man. And so I'm sure the coaching staff have their notes and everything like that, and we'll go over that a little bit this morning, and obviously one more time before the game tonight to try and be as prepared as possible.
Still fun playing a guy as old as Jágr is?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible considering now we're starting to get up into the higher 90 birth dates when he'd probably already had like 1,000 games by then. But no, he's one of a kind. He's a special kind of guy to be able to do that. There's only a handful of them out there. So for him, at least for me to watch him out there, I was younger watching him play. The younger guys nowadays, maybe they remember, they have YouTube now, yeah. So they can just watch whatever they want on that. For me, like I said, he's one of a kind, so it's kind of special to see him still out there.